Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that raises the curtain on everyday history and lets it take a bow. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about an eventful day in the life of Mae West, an actress, performer, and playwright who proudly climbed the ladder of success, wrong by wrong. The day was April 19th, 1927. Stage actress Mae West was found guilty of crimes of obscenity and sentenced to 10 days at a women's prison in New York City. At the time, midway through the Prohibition era, the city was still in the throes of a moral panic. By 1927, the NYPD's Municipal Vice Squad had begun cracking down on other forms of immoral behavior in society besides alcohol. Even the stages of Broadway were targeted, which is how Mae West wound up in the Vice Squad's crosshairs. For 10 months, she had starred in a play she'd written herself, the provocatively titled Sex. The show's lengthy run had attracted a large audience and not much controversy. It was a bit surprising then when on February 9th, 1927, the New York Vice Squad raided the theater and placed Mae West and her fellow castmates under arrest. The same thing happened to two other supposedly indecent plays that night. In all three cases, the producers were given the chance to have the charges dropped if they agreed to close their shows. Two shows took that deal, but Mae West refused to close hers. She accepted the charges and was eventually convicted for them. That was all fine by her, though. In fact, it was all part of a plan to take her career to the next level. Although she later became one of the most famous stars of Hollywood's golden age, Mary Jane West began her career in vaudeville in 1907 when she was just 14 years old. She later performed at burlesque shows and then moved to Hollywood to become a stage actress. She had a tough time landing decent roles, so she made a bold move and decided to write one for herself. In 1926, at the age of 33, Mae West mounted the production of Sex, a play she wrote under the pen name Jane Mast. It opened at the Daily Theater on West 63rd Street on April 26th, 1926. In the show, West played a sex worker named Margie Lamont. In the play, the character is torn between two prospective husbands, a young man who has no idea what she does for a living, and an older man who knows and accepts her situation. The title of the play was controversial, likely on purpose, but the story itself was fairly tame. It didn't even have much to do with the act of sex. Instead, it dealt with complex social issues, like the power dynamics between men and women. Most critics weren't impressed by the show, but for whatever reason, audiences were drawn to it. Over the next 10 months, about 325,000 people turned out to see the show. It was performed 370 times, making it the third longest-running show in Broadway history up to that point. But all that came to a sudden end on the night of February 9th, 1927. When Mae West left the stage that evening, she was immediately confronted by members of the Municipal Vice Squad. She and several other cast members were placed in black police vans and driven to night court on charges of obscene exhibition and contributing to a common nuisance. The actresses spent a rough night in the Jefferson Market Women's Prison, but made bail the following morning. Nearly 2 months later, on April 5th, Mae West was indicted by a grand jury after it was determined that her show, quote, tended to corrupt the morals of youth and others. Outside the courthouse, hundreds of people had gathered that day, hoping to hear a statement from West and maybe to get her autograph, too. One reporter asked her what she expected to happen at her upcoming trial. Aware that her newfound publicity was worth more than a not guilty verdict, West simply replied, "I expect this will be the making of me." 2 weeks later, Mae West was found guilty of obscenity and behavior intended to corrupt the morals of youth. She was sentenced to either a $500 fine or 10 days in a workhouse on Welfare Island, now known as Roosevelt Island. West chose prison, knowing that it was sure to garner more attention in the press. She arrived there the next day in the back of a limo and with a bouquet of white roses in hand. As expected, the press was waiting for her, and she made sure to smile for plenty of pictures before heading inside to serve her sentence. During her stay on Welfare Island, West reportedly dined with the warden and his wife, and she later said her only real complaint was that she had to wear cotton underwear. In the end, the actress was released 2 days early, an outcome she described to reporters as, quote, "the first time I ever got anything for good behavior." Once released, Mae West capitalized on her notoriety by staging 3 new, risque plays over the next few years. They were Drag, later renamed The Pleasure Man, Diamond Lil, and The Constant Sinner. Like her first play, these efforts were met with audience acclaim, social controversy, and tepid critical reviews. But that was enough to catch the attention of Hollywood producers, and soon after, West signed a $5,000 a week contract with Paramount Pictures. That's about 85 grand a week in today's money, and within 3 years, the in-demand actress was making even more than that. So much, in fact, that she became the second highest paid person in the country, second only to newspaper mogul William Randolph Hearst. West's massive salary was a testament to the box office draw she'd become by 1935. And it was all the more impressive when you consider that she didn't launch her movie career until she was 38 years old, with her star continuing to rise well into her 40s. That wasn't the norm for actresses in Hollywood, and unfortunately it still isn't. But there wasn't much about Mae West that conformed to the status quo. Even the control she wielded over her career was unprecedented. She managed to negotiate a deal with Paramount that allowed her to write and rewrite many of her own lines. This arrangement led to many of the one-liners, double entendres, and clever innuendo that made her character so memorable in movies like Night After Night, I'm No Angel, and My Little Chickadee. If you're unfamiliar, here are a few of her funniest lines.
"Well, when I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better."
"Haven't you ever met a man that can make you happy?"
"Sure. Lots of times.
What kind of husband does you think I should get?
I should take a single man, leave the husbands alone.
You were wonderful tonight.
I'm always wonderful at night.
Aren't you forgetting that you're married?
I'm doing my best.
You certainly know the way to a man's heart.
Funny, too, because I don't know how to cook.
Great town, St. Louis. You were born there?
Yes.
What part?
Why, all of me.
Young lady, are you trying to show contempt for this court?
No, I'm doing my best to hide it.
West faced off with censors again after Hollywood adopted the Hays Code in the mid-1930s. Suddenly, profanity, sex, and violence in movies were scrutinized and regulated like never before. The restrictions presented a new challenge for Mae West, who had built a career on being both a champion of sexual expression and a notorious tester of societal limits. But as always, the actress saw the challenge as an opportunity for further success. "I believe in censorship," she once said. "After all, I made a fortune out of it." I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. You can also send us your comments or questions by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.